Okay, so you've probably had this question a lot since you arrived because you're taking over a wide receiver group or a team that led the NCAA in drops last year. So all the fans are going to talk about is drops, drops, drops. What, from a wide receiver coach's perspective, what do you do to combat that?
Catch balls.
Mm-hmm. I mean, repetition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I say that if you want to catch that ball in September, you have to have caught it in April, May, June, July. It shouldn't be the first time that you've caught that ball where you've had to adjust this way or that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to just catch balls over and over.
Yeah, I've seen you running the jugs gun a lot and just getting your guys catching.
Did they not do that last year?
Not as much. There's a lot more jugs this year than I've seen in practice. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in college football, it's building block of fundamentals. So it's really a time to stress that and repetition. It is. I mean, maybe some of the guys in the pros you can burn out because you need to limit their reps, but these guys need to take reps and just catch.
Yeah. Is there a mental side to it? Can you teach a, like, you know,
there probably is a mental side. You know, I think if anything else, if you made a mistake, you'd be conscious of it if you care a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You got to flush that out, you know, but I don't really want to be here to talk about what they did last year, you know, because that's got nothing to do with what this group is going to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
So to even bring the past up, that's not my history here.
Sure. Yeah.
And we're looking to start something new, and we're not looking back.
Yep.
And the people here, you know, hopefully they'll see that that's our mindset. But, you know, to address that issue, really, that's not my focus right now. Mm-hmm. We have to focus on winning. We can't focus on what's happened here before.
Yeah. It became this cloud last year of like, well, do you play these guys? They have a lot of drops. Will they run better routes and all this? And it just became its own thing.
Yeah,
so,
I can't speak on that. I really don't want to speak on that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've got to get these guys ready to play. They got assignments to be ready for. They got alignments to be ready for. Mm-hmm. They got to be thinking about the competition. That's the last thing we need to think about.
Yep.
It's something that's so fundamental. Mm-hmm. We need to think about winning football games and executing our assignment.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the group, getting to know them now and working with them?
We got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were working hard, but there's just so much football to learn.
Yep.
There's just a ton of football. I think even, you know, the greatest players of all time, they still take notes like they're rookies and like they've never played before.
Yep.
And right now, you know, like I said, going from the NFL to college, there's a lot of fundamentals and a lot of concepts. And a lot of different looks that they're going to see that maybe they haven't seen in high school.
Sure.
And the only way to get it right is to rep it, explain it, and guys have to learn from one another because there's just not enough time in the day to teach them everything every day.
Sure. And in that sense, you're kind of blank slate that playing time from last year probably doesn't matter. Even the freshmen, everybody has an opportunity to make those rotations.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anything from the past is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. We're just looking to be the best unit in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about your fit with how you coach with Coach McGee's offense?
In what regard?
You were at Tampa last year, so it's Cutter's offense and such. And, you know, there's different concepts and schemes and, you know, position coaches will mesh better or
that's
worse.
That's a hard question because – probably in the last 5 years, I might have worked for 6 coordinators.
Okay.
What you see time in, time out is that the concepts are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
The philosophy of when you call it, or maybe some adjustment to it, are different. So after you've been in a multitude of offenses, you do it the way that the coordinator wants it done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been a smooth transition.
Sure.
But I don't know if I answered the question.
No, you did. That's good. It's way deeper than I was expecting.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So what? Tell me about recruiting. I'm sure you've gotten this question a lot. You know, you go from pros. Everybody wants to know how you feel about recruiting. Yeah. Tell me about how that's been so far.
I think Lovey's great at recruiting.
Yeah.
I think he likes being a father figure to guys. So
sure.
He's been easy to sell.
Mm-hmm.
The struggle for me, the hard part for me has been the time commitment to it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus that of also preparing your own guys. Like, you don't want to cheat them, but you also realize that they're going to leave one day and you got to replace them.
Yeah.
So that part is, that's the balancing act.
Sure.
That's the balancing act right there. That has been different, you know.
Yeah.
And I spent a small stint in 2013 in college for 1 year. And we recruited differently. It wasn't national recruiting, so it was a little bit less of a pace there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So when you're recruiting, and you know, I talked to Josh Thornquist yesterday about just how the process works of how they'll screen kids, and then they want the wide receiver guy to look at the wide receivers and give a thumbs up or thumbs down. Like, what are you looking for when you're looking at high school film? Because you're just looking at raw athletes.
Yeah, you know,
you know
what? I think it's that's where the NFL helps.
Uh-huh.
Because you're looking for traits.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see, oh, I see something, and you know, if you see it once, it's probably likely that you can get it out of him to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for those type of traits that stand out, and they're all the same. I mean, all levels of football, but I think working in the NFL, it helps you narrow down what you're looking for and cut through the the film quick.
Yeah.
Quickly, so.
Yeah. And then last question I heard you answer, Champaign, is this, you know, how are you acclimating to this? And it's still been a bit of a whirlwind, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody in the community at all.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, just football so
right,
far.
Right.
You
right.
know the practice fields
right.
and you know the
yeah.
inside
yeah.
of your room.
We're here to work, you know.
Yep.
We are here to work, and in time, there'll be time to.
Yeah.
To get acclimated to the city. I mean, I wish the city had a Whole Foods.
Okay. All right.
We need to put that on
we'll
the request list, man.
All right. We'll put that out on everywhere online.
Yeah,
I'll put it on Twitter.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate
nice
it.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Take care.
Yeah.